Northumberland 89.7. Committed to local news.
Sun in the forecast. Complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 Truly Local News. A new partnership has been formed between Cornerstone Family Violence Prevention Center and the Trent Hills Family Health Team to provide enhanced and accessible services for people experiencing gender-based or intimate partner violence. The collaboration aims to reduce barriers for women seeking services and how to support agencies that can better respond to violence in the community. Christina Colachico, Manager of Community Services at Cornerstone Family Violence Prevention Center, says the partnership is about increasing direct referrals from health professionals for those seeking Cornerstone services.
It really turned into us creating opportunities for their health professionals and allied health professionals to make referrals, direct referrals to us to help, you know, increase access to services and reduce barriers for clients who need Cornerstone services.
Colachico says you do not need to be a client of the Trent Hills Family Health Team to access Cornerstone services. A once-thriving hamlet in Cramie Township may receive settlement status due to the advocacy of one resident. Edville, near Little Lake, was in the 19th century an economic beacon in the area, supporting a blacksmith, brick factory, and a sawmill. Now what remains is approximately 35 homes. However, Jacqueline Greenan presented to Cramie Township Council Tuesday evening, stating the settlement signs for Edville are no longer erected. She says, with Cramie Township's community plan being revised, there is a good opportunity to include Edville among the settlements.
Bringing the settlement status back to this community would be beneficial for these reasons. Number one would be orderly development, property value protection, environmental conservation, public health and community planning, would allow for speed reduction within its perimeters and maintain the history of this community.
While council did not take action on Greenan's presentation, the township's Heritage Committee may examine it further. The Northumberland YMCA's Valentine's Day fundraiser is in full swing, partnering again with Rhoda's Kitchen. 5 decorated shortbread cookies for $25 or a white teddy bear for $20 can be purchased to help support the Stronger Communities Fund. Zoe Reed, Manager of Philanthropy, says the Stronger Communities Fund supports several programs at the YMCA.
What it does is it supports all the incredible programs being run by the YMCA, whether that's our Mothers of Newborn program, our Back on Track program. It gives access to camps and subsidized memberships. So it really supports everyone here in the community, whether you're a family, whether you've got kids accessing YMCA programs, or you're a senior. Our Strong Communities campaign is how the YMCA is able to offer the incredible community support that we do.
The order deadline for cookies and the teddy bear is February 6th, with pickup on February 12th to the 14th at YMCA locations in Coburg, Brighton, and Campbellford. In sports, the Porto Panthers lost to Lakefield 7-4 last night, and the Raptors host the Knicks tonight. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your truly local 3-day weather forecast is next.
Hi, I'm Sarah Jacob of SMM Law Professional Corporation. Are your wills and powers of attorney up to date? Or have you not got around to preparing any? We are happy to review your existing documents with you or help you decide what to put in your very first will and powers of attorney. Call SMM Law at 905-372-3395 or email hello@smmlaw.com. SMM Law, we are here for you.
Hey Northumberland, Megan here from Ganarasca Financial Credit Union. Have you ever thought about making the switch to local banking? If you're tired of big bank fees and impersonal service, we get it. At GFCU, we do things differently. We're right here in Northumberland County, so your money stays in your community. You're not just a customer, you're a member owner. We have better rates, lower fees, and you get a say in how we operate. We proudly invest in the people and places that make this community great. So, ready to switch? Come visit us in Port Hope or Coburg or head to ganarascacu.com. That's ganarascacu.com.
Now here's your truly local three-day weather forecast from Environment Canada for Northumberland County. Partly cloudy with a good chance of flurries this evening, low minus 15, wind chill of minus 13 this evening and minus 21 overnight. Mainly cloudy tomorrow, high minus 11, wind chill near minus 20. Sunny for Friday, high minus 14. Turn to Northumberland897.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.